Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World. F1.
Golf.
Bob's World.
It is 5:41 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Bob's World.
And as that theme indicates,
it's the Bob's World theme song.
It is time for Bob to talk about Hispanic girls.
I don't know about that.
Hispanic girls.
So, what's the greatest American novel?
The Great Gatsby.
That's on the list.
Catcher in the Rye.
Also on the list.
Mice and Men.
Probably on the list. I don't see it on here, but no, the Bible is not an American novel, you idiot.
The Quran.
The Quran, also not an American novel. Candidates.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird is a very... Boy, I like where you're headed here.
I was in AP English.
Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah, there you go.
Huck Finn, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Tom Sawyer.
Let's see, Uncle Tom's Cabin, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Scarlet Letter. There's many on here. The Call of the Wild. I guess the Joy Luck Club is now on there, 1989. Slaughterhouse-Five. But the one that I just finished about 4 a.m., because we had insomnia today, is Blood Meridian.
Yes. Cormac McCarthy, right? Because we kind of talked about this.
Cormac McCarthy.
We kind of talked about this off the air yesterday.
Yes, we
did.
As
you were telling me that you were almost done. I'm sorry, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm almost done. And then last night I couldn't sleep, so I knocked out like the final four chapters. And so a positioning statement here. When Cormac McCarthy died a couple years ago, he was in the trifecta and I believe installed into the trifecta. I believe he had a very successful candidacy. We went down his body of work and probably based solely on how awesome No Country for Old Men was, he got right in. No problem whatsoever. And also based on the idea that people just absolutely worship his work.
Yeah.
Like, he is the dude. And he passed away in 2023. And I didn't really know anything about him, and I definitely didn't read any of his books, but I enjoyed, obviously, No Country for Old Men. It's one of my favorite movies. And since then, I've really gotten into my book habit, where I start reading books. Now, I'm almost completely nonfiction. There's just too much real stuff in this world for me to wander over into fiction, and I realize there are many, many, many more people, I think, that are just the opposite, where they want stories. They don't care if it's real. In fact, they prefer at times it's not, and they're very, very happy living in that world as an escape from their reality, whereas I guess I'm just attracted to things that we'll do on the show or sports or whatever and the nonfiction and the history and all the stuff I'm into.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't read, for one, but when I do, I enjoy fiction because I don't like learning.
Well, okay.
I think if I'm reading nonfiction, that's like a textbook.
Okay, well, to each their own. So Blood Meridian was the idea of Brett. Brett's in college. And he is now into reading, and I believe that he found this book provocative enough from one of his influencers that he said, I need to give it a try because I believe the intelligentsia out there would recognize this as the GOAT of fiction books by Cormac McCarthy or whatever. They say it's his finest work. They say it will change everything if you read it and all that sort of thing. And so Brett said, I'm reading it. I said, you know what? I am too. Let's read it at the same time. We'll have a little father-son book club. And he does not read five books at a time. He just reads one. So he got right after it and finished it before I did. And so I was trying to catch up. And it's the story of the kid. And the kid is, at the start, he's a teenager from Tennessee who ends up catching up with the Glanton Gang, which is, I guess, a real gang where I think it's John Glanton. Let me make sure I get this right. John Glanton was a Texas Ranger and a soldier in the Mexican-American War, Dave, and the leader of a notorious gang of scalp hunters in North Mexico and the southwestern United States. Okay? So he was thought of as a murderous outlaw and a prominent participant in the Texas Revolution. And in the Cormac McCarthy book and also in the Larry McMurtry books, he appears as a very violent figure. And I guess scalp hunting, which I didn't know much about, but I guess it's when the cowboys would go out and kill Indians and harvest scalps.
Kind of as payback?
I guess, and it also feels like it was like a bounty, like...
Like you're turning them in, like, yeah, you're proving, like, here's how many I've,
I think,
exterminated.
From what I'm getting from the book, they were almost like pelts, if you will, human ones, and you could almost redeem them for a reward to cleaning up the American West from all these Indians who are causing so much trouble, you know, by living there.
Yeah, it was a different time, Bob.
It was a very different time, and so...
Genocide was fine.
Well, so this book, I mean, dude, and I've read so many books about the 1800s in Texas and in the Southwest, Empire of the Summer Moon is like the greatest book I've ever read about the Comanches and the white men in Texas and all of the back and forth, and there are so many good books about how it used to be, and I think Cormac, when he would write, wanted to attempt to get realism into our cowboy narratives on how the Old West actually was, as opposed to probably in Cormac McCarthy's lifetime, the cowboy movies he grew up with were all scrubbed we were definitely killing each other, but it was done in almost a wholesome big screen sort of way that the whole kid family can enjoy.
Right.
Whereas this book is about the most violent thing you've ever read. But he writes it in such a style that I kind of wonder if he was half insane. And what I mean by that is it's just weird grammatically. Like, there's no quotation marks. There's, at times, not a whole lot of punctuation. Like, it's... seems like run-on sentences, and you have to have like a dictionary handy to figure out what he's talking about half the time. And it's possible I'm not smart enough to fully grasp this book, Blood Meridian.
But it is interesting that he had, I guess, the editorial control to put it out that way.
Well, yeah, and I believe, and I'm sure we'll get some help here from the folks who are experts on this, because when I said I was going to read Blood Meridian, people were like, you're seriously going to start with that one?
Yeah, because it came out in 85, and I guess it didn't really...
It didn't sell at all.
It wasn't a success off the bat, but it was one of those that had a cult following and became a cult classic.
Yeah, and it may have more readers, you know, 50 years or 40 years after it was written than it did in the time where it started. I don't think it sold 5,000 copies in the years after its release. But then, yes, you're right. It became, hey, have you ever read this? You need to read this, dude. It's going to change your life. So I read it. I will say it's a wild ride that goes on and on and on. And I'm not going to say it's a quick read, and I'm not going to say it's an easy read, and I'm not going to say I'm going to read it again, but it's also one where I'm like, that was a pretty wild trip, and I'm kind of happy I took it. I'm not going to say it's the best book I ever read, and like I said, I might not be smart enough to fully follow the whole thing. Like, The one thing about reading a book like this is you kind of wish you had, like, notes to consult to just make sure you know exactly what's going on, because there's a lot going on. And
like somebody writing in the margins for
you?
Yeah,
like he doesn't hold your hand through this.
Yeah.
Like you've got to kind of be paying attention and not missing the clues. And there is a big twist in the book, so I don't want to get into the plot, but by the end, you're going to be like, whoa, okay, did I just read an early version of like Usual Suspects or something like that? Like the big twist.
Right.
So there's a big twist where you're like, oh, okay. Well, now the whole book sort of changes what I think of what I just consumed. But I am going to say that dude was into violence, and 5 chapters into it, now you're just either you've quit the book or you're now numb to it. And it's just like, okay, You're not going to shock me anymore with the violence in this book.
Right. Yeah, because I mentioned to you yesterday that the one Cormac McCarthy book that I've read is The Road, which was the year after No Country for Old Men. No Country for Old Men came out in 05. The Road came out in 06.
Okay. And, so that's 20-some years after Blood Meridian.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Road sounds very similar to Blood Meridian. It's just, instead of set in the Old West, it's set in a post-apocalyptic future.
Yeah.
But just
taint on
similarly, just nonstop violence. And just he seems obsessed with the worst of humanity.
Yes. Yes. Seriously, the amoral, I can kill you because no one's going to stop me right now. And it doesn't even matter if you've done anything to me. I'm just stronger than you, so it's...
Right. Anton Chigurh is his anti-hero of all anti-heroes.
Yes.
And just a killing spree for the sake of a killing spree to exert my power over people that I think are beneath me.
Yes. And that applies to kids. That applies to, like, puppies. I mean, it's a rough world out there, and especially in the Old West. And we may be soft now, but that's okay, because I think living back then probably sucked. And anyway, that's a book I wanted to tell you about, is my first dalliance with Cormac McCarthy. Maybe 20 years later, by the time No Country for Old... I probably need to read that. I'm told that's way easier. It's way shorter. And
you can kind of follow it because you've seen the movie.
Yes, and you've already seen the movie, so you kind of know what's going on. This was not easy.
Was it grounded enough in reality that it felt nonfiction-y, like a hybrid to you?
Yeah. I think by the end, also, I felt the narrative was pretty clear, but in the middle there, it's a slog. And you have to say, do I want to keep going? So, just to be honest, it wasn't the I can't put it down. It was, this is kind of work for a while, but then once things got going with the Yuma Indians, okay, now we're cooking, and now we want to see how this thing turns out. So there you go. Blood Meridian, written in 1985. It's a new book I wanted to tell you about, as Cormac McCarthy is in the trifecta, and I wanted to see what he's all about, and my son wanted to read it, so we did.